ஜய கோபி ஜன வல்லபா இருவரதாரி, ஜய கோபி ஜன வல்லபாரிவரதாரி, யசோதானந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன, யசோதானந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன, யமுனா தீரா வனசாரி, ஜய ராதமாதவா ஜய குஞ்ச பிஹாரி, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஜயோ ராதா ஷம சுந்தர ராதா ஷம சுந்தர ராதே, ஜயோ கிருஷ்ணா பலராம் கிருஷ்ணா பலராம் கிருஷ்ணா பலராம், ஜயோ கிருஷ்ணா பலராம் ஜய கௌரநிதாய் கௌரநிதாய் கௌரநிதாய், ஜய கௌரநிதாய் ஜய ஜய பிரபுபாத் பிரபுபாத் பிரபுபாத், ஜய ஜய பிரபுபாத் ஜய ஜய குருதேவ் குருதேவ் குருதேவ், ஜய ஜய குருதேவ் ஜெய் ஓம் கிருஷ்ண விஷ்ணுபாத் பரமஹம்ச பிரஜாகாச்சாரிய அஷ்டோத்தரசத ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீமதி ஸ்ரீ வாங்கிரஸ் ஏசி பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமி ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் கி ஜய. ஓம் விஷ்ணுபாத் பரமஹம்ச பரிவிரஜாகாச்சாரிய அஷ்டோத்தரசத ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீமதி ஸ்ரீ வாங்கிரஸ் பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி ஠ாக்குர் மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் கி, அனந்த கோட்டி வைஷ்ணவ விருந்த கி, நாமாச்சார ஸ்ரீல ஹரிதாஸ் ஠ாக்குர் கி, பிரேம் சே கஹோ ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைதா கதாதாரா ஸ்ரீவாசதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த கி, ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா கிருஷ்ண கோப கோபிநாத் ஷியாமகுண்ட ராதா குண்ட கிரி கோவர்தன் தாம் கி, ஸ்ரீ ஜெகநாத்புரி தாம் கி, ஸ்ரீ மாயாபுர் தாம் கி, ஸ்ரீ விருந்தாவன் தாம் கி, பக்தி தேவி துல்சி தேவி கி, ப்ருஹத் மிருதங்கா கி, சாமவேத் பக்த விருந்த கி, ஹரிநாம் சங்கீர்த்தன் கி, புக் டிஸ்ட்ரிபியூஷன் கி, பிரசாதம் டிஸ்ட்ரிபியூஷன் கி, ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு அசெம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ், ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு அசெம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ், all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you so very much for coming today. I really really appreciate your time, and everybody online, please send some blessings so we can all relish Srimad Bhagavatam today and take something with us in our hearts. If I speak anything good, it's all credit goes to my Guru Maharaj. And please forgive me for my lacking. So today we are reading from 3.13.5. Shri Shuka Uvacha, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please sing together. Narayanam Namaskrutyam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Bruvanam Viduram Vinitam Sahastra Shishna Charano Padhanam Prarushta Roma Bhagavat Kathayam Praniyamano Munirabhyachashta Shishuka Uvacha Iti Bruvanam Viduram Vinitam Sahasra Shirshna Charanot Padhanam Prarushta Roma Bhagavat Kathayam Praniyamano Munirabhyachashta. Please say. Iti Bruvanam Viduram Vinitam. Yamano Murirabhya Chashta Iti Bruvanam Viduram Vinitam Iti Bruvanam Viduram Vinitam Sahastra Shirsha Sharano Padhanam Kathayam Praniramanyo Munyapapya Chashta. Synonym, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Say it with me. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Sukadev Goswami said, Iti, thus, Bruvanam, speaking, Viduram, unto Vidura, Vinitam, very gentle, Sahasra Shirshanaha, the personality of Godhead Krishna, Charana, lotus feet, Upadhanam, pillow, Prahrista Roma, hair standing in ecstasy, Bhagavat, in relationship with the personality of Godhead. Kathayam, in the words. Praniyamanaha, being influenced by such spirit. Munihi, the sage. Avvachasta, attempted to speak. Translation. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, please repeat. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, was pleased to place his lotus feet on the lap of Vidura because Vidura was very meek and gentle. The sage Maitreya was very pleased with Vidura's words, and being influenced by his spirit, he attempted to speak. Purport. The word Sahasra Shirshanaha is very significant. One who has diverse energies and activities and a wonderful brain is known as the Sahasra Shirshanaha. This qualification is applicable only to the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and no one else. The personality of Godhead was pleased to dine sometimes with Vidura at his home. And while resting, he placed his lotus feet on the lap of Vidura. Maitreya was inspired by the thought of Vidura's wonderful fortune. The hairs of his body stood on end, and he was pleased to narrate the topics of the personality of Godhead with great delight. So if you go back to translation, please, word for word. Here you see the word upadhanam. It's after charana, lotus feet, upadhanam. That means pillow. Upadhanam means pillow. So when I read that, that Vidura has become pillow for Lord Krishna, I was like, wow, what a fortune. And it also changed my relationship, how I look at my deity's pillows. You know, actually those pillows have great fortune of carrying Krishna's head and making them rest. And then Praharta Romaha, hair standing in ecstasy. So Vidura here is so, so ecstatic to serve Lord. And then if you go back to the translation, Kathayam Prani. There is a translation of the word Sahasra Shirsha. In the word for word, it just says Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then Prabhupada clarifies, it's not just 1,000 heads like Sheshanag. When Prabhupada says, one who has diverse energies and activities and a wonderful brain is known as the Sahasra Shirshanaha. And I heard Ramai Swami's class on this verse, and he said here in this connection, Bhagavatam is calling Krishna Sahasra Shirshana, because like couple of days also Mitra Sena Prabhu repeated, Mandakya Mani was given the curse by Yamaraj, and then Yamaraj had to accept the curse and become the Shudra. And the matter was very trivial. The little boy had, the Muni as a little boy had pierced an ant, and therefore he had to be pierced by a lance. So at that time Muni said, but I was a boy then, how can you give such a punishment? And then he cursed Vidura to be Shudra. But it is Krishna, his brain works so wonderfully that everybody's karma gets punished. But at the same time, there is the best opportunity given to serve Sri Krishna. Maybe I can repeat that. So Ramai Swami says, Krishna gives punishment to everybody, that's okay. But at the same time, he gives the greatest opportunity to serve him. And there are so many people we interact with, and there are so many problems sometimes in the interactions. In fact, this is Kali Yuga, so there are more problems than interactions. So, but every time Krishna's hand is there, Krishna is thinking of the way not to just get out of that situation, but to make the best use of it. I mean, Vidura is Yamraj here. I heard in the temple North American leadership meeting, which happened in New Vrindavan in October. And I believe one temple president said, I don't remember the name, that temple presidents have to do so much. They're constantly doing, and they are sometimes depressed. There's nobody to share. They feel lonely. And I was thinking, while preparing for this verse, temple president's post is like Yamraj. You know? You think so? Temple president's position can be so tough. No. You have to say no, you know. Or you have to sometimes chastise people. But then can you imagine their heart? I mean, if one time me and Madhumati Prabhu were glorifying Mother Mukhya, that she's like a kshatrani. She fiercely protects her devotees, and then she takes care of their health, and you know. So there is an inner nature of such exalted devotees. As Prabhupada one time said, you should behave like a German commander, and you should have a heart of a Bengali mother. And that's how we see. Now Vidura, we're seeing the heart of Yamaraj. How exalted devotee he is. And maybe this principle is applicable to more devotees. That they may seem on top, slightly rude or slightly caught up in their service. But they could have the best of the heart. And Sahasra Shirshana Krishna can make everything work perfectly, wonderfully, and he will orchestrate in their life. And then the purport also talks about how Krishna went to dine with Vidura. Does anybody know Vidura's wife's name? It's Sulabha. Sulabha. Prabhupada often refers to her as Vidurani. And she is one of the daughters of King Devaka, I read on the Wikipedia. And so this is how exalted she is. And when Krishna went to their house, the famous pastime happened, where they were not expecting Krishna. The only thing that was available was bananas. And they served with love and devotion in the ecstasy, banana peels. And Krishna ate that instead of eating chappan bhog at Duryodhana's house. So love and devotion can really capture Krishna. And then the verse talks about meek and humble. At the end, if you see, the verse says, Maitreya was inspired by the thought of Vidura's wonderful fortune. The hairs of his body stood on end, and he was pleased to narrate the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with great delight. And elsewhere, Prabhupada writes about how Vidura was meek and humble. In fact, many times Prabhupada says that Vidura was meek and humble. And that's why, and if we see that being enriched by the Spirit, he attempted to speak. And it says his, Vidura was very meek and humble. Again, it says that. And so I wasn't sure what is the difference between meek and humble. I thought that means the same. And, you know, it could have archaic meaning how it was used in the dictionary before and now. And so I started reading. So first of all, I read Prabhupada's references to this word, meek and humble. And he writes, Prabhupada clarified many times in the room conversations. Prabhupada would sometimes bring this topic. And he said once on 12th April in Hyderabad, just like Christ said, thou should be meek and humble to go back to home, back to Godhead. And then devotees, he was clarifying more. Prabhupada said, because everyone is trying to become God. Everyone is trying to become God. So we have to be first become humble. And Christ taught humility by his own action. And then Dr. Patel said that Christ taught humility by his own action. And Prabhupada said, oh yes, even Vaishnava. So Prabhupada is saying that Vaishnavas are really humble, and that's why they're qualified to go back to Godhead. In another room conversation, Prabhupada said, so humbleness is very good qualification in the Bible. And then again he said that because we are puffed up on account of this body, which is illusion, then he said, therefore, Brahma Bhutaha, those who are self-realized, they are prasannatma. Any condition of life, they are happy and jolly. So in other words, he's saying that you can only go to back to Krishna if you are happy, if you are prasannatma. And that's what Jesus meant by, when he said, blessed are those who are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. So you cannot become happy and jolly and unless you are humble and meek. And Christ, again, another morning walk, he clarified that kingdom of God is for the meek and humble, is it not? He said, Christ never said it is for lions and elephants. So Prabhupada really emphasized on the humble and meek quality together. Once he said, Shriman George Harrison has a reputation as a first-class musician, and he's considered to be as rich or one of the richest men in the world. Still, he was not at all puffed up, but was humble, meek, polite, and devout. So nice, Prabhupada glorifying his son. He called him Hari's son. He's Hari's son. And Prabhupada glorifies him. And then another letter he wrote, you are a good Vaishnava, to Patita Udharana. You do not find fault with anyone. This is the qualification. We should always think ourselves very humble and meek. So he used those two words together very often. Then once he said, you cannot speculate upon Krishna. Neither can you ever know him by such speculation. You can simply use your judgment submissively. That is all. And this cannot be done in a challenging spirit. So he wanted us to be submissive and humble. And in this verse, in this connection, he always used one verse. We should be like, Trinadapi shunichena tarorapi sahishnunam amanina manadena kirtaneya sadahari. Trinadapi shunichena. We should be like a tolerant like grass, and we should be humble like a grass, and we should be tolerant like trees. So he kept on insisting this verse many more times. And then I came across SPC video of about Srila Prabhupada, glorifying Srila Prabhupada's quality of meekness. And they really elaborated on the difference between meek and humble, exact difference between the two words. Meek means how you behave with others. And humble can be just your own attitude towards yourself. And in this connection, they said like, meek means who is submissive to others. And humble would mean you think less of yourself. So one is showing your attitude towards others, and one is you think yourself lowly, you think less of yourself, and that's how. And it really glorified how Prabhupada accepted his guru's order, beginning from how he came to this material world even when he didn't want it to come, because Krishna asked him. He said, Krishna said, just write the books, you know. You just go there, I'll make sure the books are written, basically like that. And so many times, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came in his dream and reminded him to take sannyas, and Prabhupada took sannyas, go to the West. And Prabhupada went to the West. He was 70 years old. Only 5 people came to drop him at the ship. One some Saint Gupta, one Mr. Ali, his son, and the one of the boys of Skindia ship, and one more person. And that's it. He left with 40 rupees and little breakfast cereal with him. He didn't have a jacket, he didn't have shoes, he didn't have so many other things. He didn't know whether to go east or west. He didn't know if anybody could understand his words. But he went. And that is meekness. Because you are taking the order. You are submitting to the order. There's another example given by one Chopati devotee. He said there was one person, he used to chant a lot in the temple. But any time you ask him to do service, he would say, no, sorry, I'm not qualified. So that could be a humility. I mean, he could be trite. And now, not to make fun of anyone. He said that is, you need meekness. If somebody asks you to do service, you need someone to do service. So meekness comes when you accept an order. And look at Srila Prabhupada. When he was sick one time, he had another stroke in New York. They could not find any doctor, Brahmanandu Prabhu says in his memories. They could not find any doctor. So a Jewish doctor that they could find came to see Prabhupada. And he was just puzzled. There were devotees chanting, and he didn't expect this. And he just said, oh, this man, you, Swamiji, you're praying too much. You should start walking, right? So Prabhupada took that order. Prabhupada took that order, and some of the crest jewels of wisdom are collected on morning walks. Morning walk started, and no matter what, no matter if he arrived at 2 a.m., he would not miss his morning walks. And Brahmananda there gives, Prabhu gives a lot of examples there. He did not miss his morning walks. So this is the meekness that they glorified in this SBC videotapes I watched. Really amazing. In this verse, it talks about the gentle behavior. Again, I didn't know exactly what gentle behavior means. Dhira is the Sanskrit word. I mean, I know that gently means you tell a child, handle something gently. But Prabhupada has given lecture after lecture. Gentle or dhira means one who has self-control. That person, gentleman sometimes means, sometimes I think, used to think like just clothes. But it's not clothes, it's character. So the Prabhupada there says that, look at Ramananda Rai. He was from Shudra family, but Lord Chaitanya considered him to be situated in the highest transcendental stage of devotion. He used to teach young girls how to dance. He used to touch their bodies. He used to spend time with them so many hours. But he's called gentle because he is dhira, because he can control his senses. He's undisturbed. So I was very happy to get this verse, because I really not had thought so much about these words, meek and gentle and humility in the sense too. Radhana Swami says in his one lecture, both Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are based on the principle of humility. Right? Gita and Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was about to die, he didn't say, oh, I'm the king of the planet Earth, and I have renounced everything for the purpose of self-realization. So tell me Bhagavatam. No. He said, I'm unqualified, fallen, Kshatriya. And I do not know anything. I don't even know duty of a man about to die. I don't know the purpose of life. You know, and I thought, I never thought of Srimad Bhagavatam that way, that it is an example of humility. These questions he could ask because he is humble. And then we also know that Arjuna, when Arjuna said, you know, Krishna, please instruct me. I'm unqualified, you know, please accept me as your disciple. Then Gita starts. And the first instruction is, one of the first important instructions is, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. Here submissively, inquire submissively. And what to speak of devotees? Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he approached his spiritual master, right? And later he tells Prakashananda Saraswati that, my Guru Maharaj told me, you're a great fool. So this is Lord Chaitanya telling what his spiritual master told. You're a great fool. You have no right to study Vedanta philosophy. You're unqualified. You should simply chant the holy names of Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached his spiritual master in a mood of great humility, that saying, I'm a fool. And again, I just laughed when actually this verse came to me. I'm like, how can I say anything about humility? I'm not humble. But, you know, hopefully by reading this and with your blessings, I can walk on that path a little bit. Then we also have examples of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. They never committed any sinful activity in their entire life. They are considering themselves most sinful. When they came in front of Lord Chaitanya, they said, we are more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. I mean, they were almost like on the level of Nawab. They had the most number of, like, most money, possessions, power, wealth. They were the eloquent scholars. And still, they approached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a straw in their teeth. And they said, people call me Pandit, but I'm such a cheater, in Varanasi, Sanatan Goswami is saying. I believe them, but I don't know who I am, where I'm going, where I'm suffering. Therefore, falling in an ocean of lamentation, I'm begging you, please instruct me. So that I was very happy to hear that. Few other examples of... I started just asking some of the devotees that meekness, you know, which order of Srila Prabhupada really inspires you? Because that's that shows our meekness and humility. Because that order can be our pivot in life. That our order can be, following that order can really give us the strength. Otherwise, if a person is too humble, he could be exploited. But if he has order from spiritual master, then he can be focused on that and work in the spiritual life. So some disciples said, Sukhada Mataji from California, she said that health comes first. Prabhupada instructed us, health comes first. Nanda Prabhu told me that which order of Prabhupada really inspires her. And she said, chant and be happy. And Vegavati Prabhu told me, if you love Krishna, Ballavi also said the same thing, if you love Krishna, that's what pleases me. My mother Ragatmika one time told me, coming for the morning program, that's one order she really loves. And I was thinking, it would be really nice to do that meditation about what really inspires us. And I will ask you at the end if you would like to share. And in the meantime, I'm going to read just 2-3 more things. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he considers himself so unqualified, lower than worms and stool, and more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. By the time he writes a verse, he has already written mass portion of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he is which is the greatest acharyas worship this supreme literature and is the postgraduate study of Srimad Bhagavatam written by Vyasadeva. And still Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, please bless me. Any reader who is reading this, please bless me. And I was really struck by his humility there. By how you can keep on thinking that I'm the lowest one. And I need blessings of each and every Vaishnava to do anything worthwhile in life. A pure Vaishnava always thinks himself like this. Srila Prabhupada always said that I was defeated by my Guru Maharaj in the first meeting. And another such example is that I want to read the story of Pigpen. I have said this before, but Indradyumna Swami tells this story so nicely. He said, there was a devotee, there was a 19-year-old person. He came knocking on the Paris temple once. Indradyumna Swami opened the door and he saw a guy who hadn't taken shower for many days. He had done a lot of intoxicated drugs and he grunted food. And Indradyumna Swami gave him the food, not to be seen. Then few days later, Indradyumna Swami went for a japa walk. And out of the bushes, he came and again he said food. And Indradyumna Swami gave him prasadam. And he saw that this boy was living on the papers as a floor inside the bushes. So he had no house, it seemed like. Then Prabhupada came. A couple of weeks later, maybe a month later. He is doing also japa walk with devotees. Again from the bushes, this guy comes. He saw Prabhupada and he immediately touched his lotus feet. For a second probably, for a fraction of a second. And then Prabhupada went. And this guy went inside the temple. No, everybody was out for the walk, morning walk. He went inside the temple. And when everyone returned, he again went and held Prabhupada's feet. And devotees thought, oh, let him get away. Prabhupada said, no, it's all right. It's all right. And Prabhupada said, it's all right. Hare Krishna. Everything will be good. Hare Krishna. And then, he stayed for Bhagavatam class. After morning walk, there was Bhagavatam class. He stayed for the class. Now, nobody asked him to leave, although he was stinking. There, he was given a big space. And then they said, oh, now we should let him go. And the other said, no, Prabhupada gave him so much mercy. Indradyumna Swami said, go, let him take a shower. Give him a new pair of clothes. Then he came down. He took shower, changed, he came down. And then again that day, the day passed. Again they started thinking, he's not qualified to stay here. But somehow Indradyumna Swami said, okay. And then they gave him service to clean. He started cleaning. And he started doing a little better job every day. 2 weeks later, Indradyumna Swami is driving his Sankirtan van. And they see Pigpen. They see Pigpen sitting in the front seat. They're like, Pigpen, what are you doing here? Books. Books. And they said, okay, you can clean the van. And you know, they took him. 1 hour, they went to the spot. In 1 hour, they came back. And Pigpen's book bag was empty. They said, one devotee said, maybe he dumped the books. The second devotee said, no, I saw him right by the storefront. He was not worried about getting arrested. He was doing the books. And they were like, Pigpen, did you distribute all the books? Yes. What did you say? He said, Prabhupada saved me. Prabhupada saved me. He just kept on saying, Prabhupada saved me. That was his mantra to distribute the books. And he distributed all those books that day. And then Indradyumna Swami writes, he became a big book distributor in France. Imagine this guy could just grunt the word food. He could just grunt it. He could not even speak comprehensibly. And this guy is doing, and then he started giving Bhagavatam classes. And his name is Rasada Prabhu, and Prabhupada, Indradyumna Swami says, few years ago, I came to know that he's a big book distributor in New York. Anybody knows Rasada Prabhu? Rasada, yeah. And I was like so amazed to hear that I can, I know when I speak, sometimes people have a hard time hearing, but hey, there is hope. And you know, we all start at zero. We're all going on the path. But can you imagine just saying, Prabhupada saved me? What a line to distribute books. You know, and just go out. Another devotee in ISV, he works from home, but his guru gave him the order to do books. So he's like, brainstorming, what should I do? He decided, I'm working from home, I will buy a good Wi-Fi connection, go to national parks, and distributed 60 Srimad Bhagavatams in a month. 60 Srimad Bhagavatams. So he works, when somebody comes to national park, he talks, again he works, again he talks, and like that he's doing Srimad Bhagavatam, because his guru gave him that order. Another secret weapon in book distribution is one of the mantras that Vaisheshika Prabhu gives. You want to hear this secret mantra? Sell in bunches. Sell in bunches. Yeah. So there's one devotee named Bunches. Sell, like you banana, you don't buy one banana, right? When was the last time you bought one banana? We usually buy banana in bunches. Similarly, sell the books in bunches. And there's an example of this, and there are many examples of this, I'll just share one. In New Zealand, one devotee was distributing books. A guy named Casey came 5 years ago. He took one book, Path of Perfection. Disappeared, nobody heard about him. 3 years later, some German monks were passing through. And he got that time hiding in Unnatural Happiness, Devamrita Swami's book. Again, they had a nice conversation, nobody heard from him. Then 2 years later, so total 5 years later, he just has two books so far. He came to Nityananda Trayodashi on an invitation in the temple. And he met Devamrita Swami that day, he had come. And he was like, oh, that's the author of the book that I purchased. And he started speaking, and he got Gita. And then this devotee was thinking, sell in bunches. So he approached him and said, you should buy Srimad Bhagavatam set. Okay, he said, okay, I will buy Srimad Bhagavatam set. And he gave a small deposit. And then this devotee kept on thinking, no, but, you know, and he says, Krishna within me inspired me. And he said, why not buy Srimad Bhagavatam, Lilamruta, Chaitanya Charitamruta, Nectar of Devotion, and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, everything. Why don't you buy the whole set? And he goes, okay. And he bought the whole set. So can you imagine just if we think of our spiritual master's order, like selling bunches, and we apply it, results come. And I was also thinking, there are so many of you devotees go on Harinam, Friday Harinam, and give this one book here, one book there. But can we understand how much it impacts people? Like 5 years ago, this person bought all the books and he's chanting now. And all the contact that he had was first 3 years one book, and then 2 years later another book. That's it, two books. So it was really something to meditate on. And Gauranga Prabhu, how he has taken order of his spiritual master Radhana Swami to develop GEV, Govardhan Eco Village. Have you heard of it? And so he was telling recently, a lot of Notre Dame University students, Harvard University students are coming and staying for a semester at GEV. They're like a foreign exchange. They get a credit for it. And within 2 to 4 days, these hardcore Christian university people, they start chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on their own. And they want to know where in the US is another eco-village where they can send thousands of more students to learn. And this is just one of the things. He was telling so many other things that have become really successful. Another thing he was saying, the youth program is very successful because right now, youth need to be de-addicted. De-addicted, that's the word they use in India. And that's why there is a lot of funding. And he said that funding is coming to us because we have been doing youth preaching programs for so long. And there's so many wonderful things we hear about ISKCON success stories, and it's really soothing to the heart. And it all happens when we make our guru's order, you know, heart and soul of our life, and really submissively hear and follow that order, behave humbly with others, other Vaishnavas, and you know, carry on in our life. So with that, I would like to ask you that question that I asked to meditate on. Which order of Prabhupada or guru you think is your heart and soul, which you really appreciate or like? Or if you have any reflections, comments.
Thank you for your wonderful lecture. The first story that you did, you make me cry.
Oh,
it touched my heart, and it reminds me when I used to do a lot of book distribution, and I used to have a lot of dream of Srila Prabhupada, and he always told me that the more you distribute my book, I'm closer to you.
Oh, thank you so much. The more I distribute my books, I'm closer to you. Thank you. So he's very close to you, Prabhu. How are you all? Thank you. Any other comments or questions or corrections? Yes, Madhavati Prabhu.
Nandiki Shurupu, I really appreciated your description about the difference between meek and humble.
Thank you.
So what I got is, and I want to confirm with you, is that meek is basically it's there's some action. In other words, you show your meekness by your actions in following the instructions, and then humility is more of a feeling or a attitude, or is that what you're saying, the difference between meek and humble?
I really appreciate how you put it. Yeah, I did not think in that aspect, but yes, that is very right. That meek is when you take an action.
You're taking a submissive action. Like, yes. In other words, it shows that you're submitting to somebody by following the instructions, and that humility is the feeling, the expressions, the bhav, I guess.
Humility is the attitude in which you will carry the instruction when those two are used together.
Humility. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just see online if there's anything. Usually there isn't. Any other instruction of Prabhupada that you like? Oh, I deleted YouTube. that just inspire you in general? Karnapur Prabhu, you give nice classes regularly every Sunday. You conduct life wonderfully. You have been such an example to all of us. Which order or instruction of Prabhupada really inspires you?
One instruction I did get from him was accounting means keeping track of every penny.
Ah, wonderful. Keeping track of every penny. Prabhupada really told that. Keeping track of every penny. Wonderful. Sitadi Muni, anything that...
Whatever he says.
Anything about your dog? Just chant Hare Krishna. Puntrik Vidyanidhi Prabhu or anybody else or Indra. Oh, Indrani Prabhu, you are here today. You have been steady devotee. Srimad Bhagavatam classes. Come to Srimad Bhagavatam classes. Shri Gaurangi? And Lakshmi. Just cooperate. Okay, I'd like to, yeah. You were going to say cooperate too? Actually, you know how that cooperate instruction came to be? Somebody said, Prabhupada, I would die for you. Prabhupada was suffering so much. I want to die I want to die instead of you. And Prabhupada that time said, you will show your love by how you cooperate. So dying for him is easy. But living and loving him and his devotees is more difficult. And one more thing, Swayam Bhagwan Keshav Swami said in his class, and this is very nice, and this is like one of the tangent topics. He said, we don't sleep because our body needs sleep. We don't eat just because our body thinks hungry. Sometimes it's just mind. We sleep because our mind needs rested. We sometimes eat because we want to pacify mind. And then he said, once your mind is pacified, it is on a transcendental platform, and you can conquer bodily needs by becoming meek and humble. And it's a wonderful 30-minute class. You can hear it totally. But you can conquer your bodily needs once you are meek and humble. And in another class, Prabhupada says, and another purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj is the most meek and humble, and the purport goes on and on. And Prabhupada says in that purport, if you are having any difficulty in spiritual life, it's because you are not meek and humble. Yeah. So with that, I would like to end the class and thank you so much for being here again. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindubhya evacha patita naam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.